the show for DJ. Alright, this the real show. I'm here with my man Big Wince, hip hop producer. You know what I'm saying? We was talking about people with this terminology called hating. And that's one of these new things they say is late. Like before, it used to be constructive criticism. You see something out there, and you'd be like, oh man, you know what, that ain't the real, that's just this, right? It was just, back in the day, it was constructive criticism. Nowadays, when you say, okay, I'll give you a better example. Let's talk about hip-hop. Let's keep the music. Back in the day, dude freestyles, and if his rhymes were written, we called him out. We said, your rhymes is written, get out of here, you're not freestyling, you're a whack MC.
Right, you gotta come off the top.
Right. Nowadays, you see all of these rappers reading their lyrics off the phone. Talk about they freestyling. They in a freestyle battle. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, us from the old school would be like, oh man, that's not freestyling.
That's true school.
It's like, oh man, you hating on him because you hating on the fact that he got skill reading his lyrics off his phone. What?
Nah, that ain't even the case. See, the thing is that you have to have a standard.
Okay.
You have to have a standard to judge what's good and what's not good.
Right.
Because here's the thing. If you don't have that standard in place, then there's no room for improvement.
Exactly.
I mean, anybody who's whack will just be whack and think they're good when they're actually not. So right. There'll be no growth, there'll be no process, no progress, nothing. Everybody will just stay where they're at. You get what I'm saying?
Now, you said you talked to a girl and you was telling her about, you gave an example, like, say, the difference between...
Oh, yeah.
What was you saying about that again?
No, because she was talking about things being fake and we're hating and whatnot. So I told her, I said, explain this to me. I said, your boyfriend comes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he gives you an engagement ring. Nice, beautiful diamond engagement ring, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're all happy, you're engaged to be married. Like, but then you find out that the diamond in the ring is a cubic zirconia.
Right.
Which is, for everybody who don't know, a man-made diamond.
Okay.
Where they take coal under tremendous pressure and it forms a diamond.
Okay.
Natural diamond is made by Mother Earth. A cubic zirconia diamond is made by man. Those are the only differences.
Oh, wow.
Both
okay.
Cut glass, everything's the same.
Right.
I told her, I asked her, she said, what would you do? She'd be like, you better not give me no fake diamond. I was like, what do you mean? It's like, it's a diamond. She's like, no, I want a real diamond. I was like, oh, so you do have a standard.
Ah.
So I was like, you are hating against fake diamonds.
Right.
What you would call fake diamond. I was like, so why can't that same thing be applied to music and everything else in life? You have to have a standard.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's when they start up
in there like, well, you know, I want a real diamond. It has to be at least 2 carats and all of that stuff.
Right.
I was like, fine, but what happens if he tells you he wants a real woman with real hair? And real eyelashes. You gonna tell him he's hating?
Right. What you mean you don't like my Remy hair?
Right. So you want somebody to be real with you.
I paid hundreds of
real diamond while you're giving fake hair, fake eyelashes, and fake everything else.
I paid hundreds of dollars for this Remy hair.
Well, tell Remy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Tell Remy.
Right. Tell Remy.
Remy put the diamond on.
Right. Yeah, he good for it. Right, he good for it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy, man. But you know what I'm saying? And the standards have dropped so low in the music industry, man. It's like, ugh. It's like,
well, that's due in part just because that's the hating thing. But like back then, when you were told you were no good, you didn't go whimper off in a corner and cry or bitch out or anything. You went home and practiced.
Right.
You went home and practiced. You created. And then you came back again.
Some of the greatest...
You saw the documentary about Roxanne Shanté?
I missed that. I got to check that. But go ahead.
You need to watch it. There's a scene in there where she meets a childhood Nas. And she tells Nas, well, go ahead and drop something for me off the top.
Mm-hmm.
And he was having trouble doing it. So she was like, go ahead, you know, go back and, you know, get your thing together. At the end of the documentary, she meets up with him again, a little bit older.
Okay.
And so he comes and he spits a rhyme. And she asks him, what's your name? And he goes, they call me Nas. My name is Nasir.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That just goes to show you, even him, well, even one of the greatest MCs and lyricists in the world, in history, had to sit up there, go back home, practice, and come back great.
Well, the greatest, some of the greatest, like, you know, Eminem said...
I don't need to cut you off one second, but notice... Roxanne Shanté wasn't criticized for being called a hater.
Back then, right.
Back then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, that, as long as that's in place, quality will always be low.
Right. Some of the greatest...
It doesn't force anybody to become great or to practice.
Yeah, some of the greatest MCs, like, you know, like Jay-Z talked about, he forgot his lyrics when he first went on stage, and Eminem talked about he got booed, you know what I'm saying?
Even look at boxers. Muhammad Ali got beat. He got beat by Joe Frazier. He had to come back and, you know, rip Joe Frazier up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you always think you're the best, but there's always room for improvement. If you're constantly thinking that anybody who tells you that you're not good enough is some type of, you know, hate or whatever, then you're going to stay stuck where you're at.
Right.
You understand? You're not going to grow any further.
Right.
And that's what's killing music. That's what's killing hip-hop. Because there's no standard anymore.
I mean,
it's
like...
Just, you know, and just like with DJing, there's no standard for DJing.
Right. I mean, it's like, you couldn't call yourself a DJ.
Just like nothing.
You couldn't call yourself a DJ if you didn't have some type of, if you didn't have the basic, turntable skills, scratching,
yes,
cutting,
down
blending.
Down pat.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, like
you had to have that down pat, bro.
Yeah, like, you know, like back in the day,
you got tested in public, live, right there on the spot.
Right. And remember the crowd used to boo you when the record skipped? It wasn't even your fault. Somebody bumped the table. And like, oh, kill the DJ.
Millie Vanilli.
Right.
Millie Vanilli.
Right.
Millie Vanilli. Girl, you know it. Girl, you know it. Girl, you know it. You know what I'm saying?
And you get, but now,
the standard was so high, you had to sit up there and really, really, really be on your craft.
But I can tell you a story. Like, I just did an event recently, and I was playing CDs, and the CDs started jumping, right? And I panicked. I was like, oh, snap, CD. But everybody in the room didn't notice. And I'm looking, I'm like, ain't nobody gonna say nothing? Because, you know, that's the school I'm from. It's like people were more attentive back in the day. People used to pay attention to detail. And what's happening also now, people not really paying attention to detail. They're not really analyzing what's going on. They'll have something happen right before their face and be like, what just happened?
Right.
It just happened. You just seen it. Yeah, but I don't know what happened.
You see, the thing is that we have to have standards in music. We have to.
Okay.
You know, or there's not going to be any growth to it. You won't be able to pass that baton on and make something better.
Right.
You know, where is the Whitney? Where is the Anita Bakers? The Sade? You mean to tell me once all of these people are gone, nobody's going to be able to sing like that again?
I mean, look, like, you got a dude. What's the young dude? The young dude comes out with a song and a half. He comes out with two hit. He comes out with a hit and a half. And all of a sudden, he's the king of R&B.
I don't know who that is, but if we put a microphone on him with no music in front of a stadium full of people, and he has to serenade them, we're going to really see if he's the king of R&B or not.
I mean, you know, he got a little something. You know, he ain't no goddamn, you know, he ain't no Luther Vandross.
Remember how he used to get signed back in the day? If you didn't have a demo, you had to go in front of the exact and perform
on the spot. That's right.
No music, no band setup, no nothing.
Right.
That should be the standard.
That's right.
All those women who I just named, and all the men like Luther, Barry, Keith Washington, Alexander O'Neill, who don't need a band or music playing in order to sing a song and make you feel it in your chest.
Right.
If they can't do that basic thing, they are not the king of anything.
They're not even considered a singer.
They don't need the auto-tune. You can't be a singer.
They don't, like, every singer right now, they gotta use auto-tune. They gotta use it.
And they're not a singer. And they're not a singer. In order to be a singer, you have to be able to sing.
Right.
Your auto-tune should be your vocal cords.
Right.
Because it's like that for everybody else. Every other singer, Adina don't need no auto-tune.
Right.
Jill Scott don't need no auto-tune.
Right.
Angie Stone don't need no auto-tune.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Georgia Smith, you know, a bunch of them. They don't, Ellie Mai,
even
of them need auto-tune.
Even Mary J. Blige, and Cats was kind of knocking Mary J. Blige back in the day. I remember Chaka Khan, like, she did Mary J. Blige did the remake, the Sweet Thing, and Chaka Khan was like, yeah, she fucked my son up. But she had to be quiet. She was just like, all right, well, you know, ain't nobody gonna outdo no Chaka Khan, period.
Right.
So she had the right to say that.
Yeah, because the standard is so high. If you're too weak or too bitch ass to sit up there to practice to try and meet that standard of that genre you're in, then you shouldn't be in it.
Yeah, like everything.
You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't even be in it.
Everything now is about the followers. If you got X amount of followers, you don't even have to be that talented.
But that's stupid because the Pied Piper had followers, and all of those were Mike.
Right.
So what does that prove?
Hold up. That goes back to, we got to go back real quick. I mean, we should go back real. Like, there's an old saying amongst the old people. When people tell you who they are, you should believe them.
Right.
So,
right.
In the beginning of Step in the Name of Love, when R. Kelly says, it's the Pied Piper of R&B. Didn't nobody, and if you Google who the Pied Piper is. It's a folk, it's a children's folk story. If you Google that, and then you hear this motherfucker say on the record, it's the Pied Piper of R&B, you're like, that dirty motherfucker.
Most men in our generation, the golden era of music back in the 90s, we knew that already.
Right.
We were trying to tell other people about R. Kelly. But nobody wanted to listen to us, especially the women.
Right.
They didn't want to listen to us.
Right.
You know, we wasn't superstars. We didn't have the fame and the fortune and all that. So what we said didn't count, even though it was true.
Right.
Here we are in 2019, counting down to 2020 soon, and they just finding out about that.
Well, like I said, there are a lot of these people nowadays. A lot of these people nowadays on the internet, they're all young people. Like, a lot of people are just totally oblivious to everything until it makes the headlines. When it's the trending topic, everybody, like, I'm so sick of Facebook. Anytime there's a trending topic, that's all what people talk about.
But you have to realize this. And Instagram, Facebook are the new Pied Piper.
Right. Absolutely. And it's like
a person. It cannot.
It's like all this BS done overshadowed Black History Month, and you got people talking about, yeah, R. Kelly and Jussie Smollett ruined Black History Month. And let me tell you something. That's some bullshit. These two idiots didn't ruin the greatness and excellence that's in Black history. All the stuff that we accomplished. that y'all don't never talk about. You know, y'all be printing this stuff. You get two or three likes.
That's because the Pied Piper called social media is only pushing those two things during Black History Month.
Right. You'll post it.
They're following like the little mice.
Right. You'll post about, you know what I'm saying, the man who invented, you know, the traffic light, or, you know what I'm saying, or made, gasoline out of, like, peanut oil.
Let's talk about Little John building stuff over in Africa. Let's talk about Akon giving a lot of Africa's light.
Up to date, current news.
We should just go with those things.
Right.
You know, but Black History happens, or Black excellence happens all day, every day.
Thank you, man.
But we don't need a month. We don't need a month, actually. I agree with Morgan Freeman when he said that. We don't need a month. Why do we need a month for?
Right.
That should be every day, like Valentine's Day. I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. I think it's stupid.
Right.
Every day with your mate
should be a Valentine's Day. Exactly. No, but you know, but that's
even when y'all are not seeing eye to eye.
Right.
At the end of the day, the like the elders used to say back in the day, that don't go to sleep upset with each other.
Right.
When the sun sets, so should all the bullshit.
I mean, I say you, man. It's like, how many times have you been in a relationship? You later, and y'all pissed off. Y'all on both opposite ends of the bed.
Right.
You see, like, that's one piece of wisdom that I can gather, that if I could go back in time, you know what I'm saying, I would try to fix whatever complications I had with the person I was dealing with, because it shouldn't have to, and it was minute, it used to be something minute, something that's like, you know what I'm saying?
I always say this, when I come into a disagreement with somebody I'm with, is what we're arguing about more important than us. If it is, then we shouldn't be together. If it isn't, let's just say, you know what? Let's get rid of that and continue on our journey together.
Right.
That's it, because whatever you're arguing about is just our egos jockeying for control over the situation.
Right.
But when you release the control or having the need to control something, you'll find out that whatever it is you're arguing about really don't mean nothing in the grand scheme of your relationship. It's not worth you, her, him, or, you know, whatever.
Right.
It really isn't. And once you ask yourself that question, you see how minute that issue becomes.
Yeah. No doubt,
man. That's bad, man.
Yeah.
But you see, everybody's egos are at a high level right now because social media has them thinking that they're somebody.
Right. Like, everybody is a brand. It's a good thing and a bad thing.
Everybody's a brand, which means everybody's going to sooner or later become a corporation, which we're going to tie back into a whole nother day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we have to get past all of that.
Yeah.
We have to get by all of that and get back to the basic rudiment of being people to other people.
Right.
Being human beings to other human beings, because that's what all of this stuff is doing. It's separating us to the point where we don't have phone conversations anymore.
Yeah,
we don't talk.
Right.
So there's no transference of energy. There's no inference of tone. There's none of all of that nonverbal stuff that goes on when you talk mouth to ear over iPhone to iPhone.
Right.
You know, all of that stuff that's missing, that's worthwhile. Okay? We got to get back to that.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Real to real show.
You know what I'm saying?